tuning in this morning. My guest today is Len Campbell. He is the founder and leader and chief bottle washer for the concert band To God Be the Glory. And Len, you guys play all the, you've played here in Fairfield pretty recently, haven't you?
Yes, we have. We had in the area three Christmas concerts in December.
How well attended? Pretty well attended. Pretty good groups. Pretty good crowds.
Yeah, Fairfield, Wayne City. We had good crowds. We had a small group in Sims, but they were inspired. They really liked it. We had a good time here in Sims too.
Well, that's good. That's good. That's all you can ask. And Len is joining me here today. We're going to talk about their concert coming up, as well as other shows coming up, I presume, in the and how also how you can get a hold of Len and contact them and talk a little bit about the band. Len, the what was the formation? What brought you to form To God Be the Glory? I know we've talked about this before, but it's a good story to me.
Okay. I played trumpet in all the way through high school as a youth, and then went on about my career, went to the Army and went into the police world. And was an MP in the Army, was a Springfield police officer for a while, and then went to the Secretary of State Police and retired from there in 2003 as a captain. Uh-huh. And most of my time in that department was in and around Springfield, but moved down here in 92 to Nashville, Illinois, and was a region commander down here then until my retirement. But anyway, during that time, during my career, I didn't play my trumpet. Didn't really have a reason to.
How long a break did you take?
About 30 years.
30 years? Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of tough to pick back up after 30 years, I'm presuming.
Every once in a while during that 30 years, I'd pick it up and blow some notes, and I'd get discouraged, put it back in the case, and back in the closet.
I wonder what would bring you over the course of the 30 years without having played it since after high school, right?
Right, a little bit after high school.
What brings you to grab the trumpet? I guess are you moving stuff around and you see the case? Is that what happened whenever you would pick it up? Would you think, you know, I ought to be doing this, something with that?
Every once in a while, I was just kind of curious to see if I could still play it.
Yeah.
And I found out that I couldn't because I didn't have my chops, you know. But after those 30 years, pretty close to my retirement, I started playing back in church. I felt the need to use that talent, whatever it is, to give back to the Lord and be a witness. And from there, it grew into community bands in Southern Illinois.
Sure.
And then got to know a lot of good, great musicians down here, and I've been busy ever since.
You've been back at it then for almost 15 years now.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. How quick is it? All right, there's a reason I'm asking all this stuff. Because I've never quit from the time I left college. I've continued playing pretty much straight through till now, and that's 30 years, I guess.
Right.
How long does it take to get your lip back? And I guess it varies. It depends on, does it depend on how much you rehearse, or will it come back quicker at a certain age, or do you know? Can you tell?
Well, I was definitely interested in getting it back, so I was working on it, and it didn't really take that long.
Because, you know, there got to be a lot of folks out there who probably have their old student trumpet.
Absolutely.
Or have their student clarinet.
Sure. Every concert we play, they'll come up and say, well, I played trumpet in junior high or high school, haven't played it since. And I try to inspire them that that's something that's still in your head.
Yeah.
You know, you just have to get the muscles back in your lips and your chops, your embouchure, if you want to be correct about it.
Yeah.
And the fingering will come back pretty quick to you. And just practice and play.
Is it kind of like a bicycle? It will come back.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
That's fascinating to me. I just, you know, I worry. I take a few months off from time to time. I take a month or two off, and always wonder whenever I pick it back up. Oh, it's gone.
Well, you can tell, can't you?
A little, yeah. You can tell. It takes a little while to get back.
You don't have the endurance.
They'll have the endurance, but I haven't lost the embouchure ever.
Good.
But with me playing a tuba, the embouchure is an entirely different thing than the embouchure for a trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
My lip doesn't have to be as taut, I guess, as the lip for a trumpet player.
Right.
All right. So, so you started playing again.
Yep. Got to know quite a few musicians. Started playing in different bands, like I said, in the community bands. And I played Fairfield City Band, Highland City Band, the Southern Illinois Concert Band. Got involved with the John A. Logan Community College Band down there. Drove down there for a while. And finally got into Kaskaskia College. Mm-hmm. And I met more people there as I'm going along. And during that time, too, there would be pickup ensembles that we would need to do in church for Easter and Christmas or special occasions. And I was beginning to get asked for that.
Oh, really?
And, you know, coming back after 30 years, I wasn't, and obviously not at a pro level when I left high school.
Sure.
But was getting better, and I was surrounded with guys that have lived on their trumpets and on their instruments, and you can learn a lot. And just from the music that you're playing with them, you're learning a lot. So during this past 10, 12, 15 years, I have picked up a lot on musicianship, professionalism, and that kind of thing.
That's the interesting thing, one of the interesting things to me whenever you talk about the formation of this band is that you have you have no formal training.
That's about right.
None. I'm not going to say none whatsoever, but pretty close to none. No formal training.
Well, the formal training was high school.
In high school,
that was about
40
it.
Years ago.
Yeah, right.
And you've formed this band, which is to me is the smartest thing in the world. Formed this band with all these band directors.
Correct.
who are willing to help you out, right?
They have been a great help, and I couldn't have done it without them. They're a good bunch of Christian people, great musicians, and we've had a little bit of turnover since we started in 2011, but not much. I've got most of the band is the charter members, and
how many you typically have at a gig? How many?
Well, it's always 16.
Always a 16 piece.
Mm-hmm.
We've
grown a little bit.
You've grown a little bit of the, mm-hmm. your number of parts that come in and out.
Right.
People that have come in and out of the group. I'm assuming that right now you could pick up the phone and probably get a hold of 25 people if you needed extra 7 or 8 people to get in.
I do have a list of substitutes because when you have 16 people to call on, they're busy, they're family people. Some are retired like myself and are usually available. However, they're busy.
Yeah.
Still,
oh,
you know,
sure.
playing music and doing other life ventures. But so there is a list of substitutes out there. But in, I guess, before 2011, when we started, I felt the urge, or I was called, I do believe, to use my talent further. I was playing in church, but I was venturing out to playing a lot of other music besides in church. And
right.
Besides the Christian music. And got the wild idea to start a band and talked about it with some of these other guys. And we came up with 11 or 12. And some kind of came and went. When we went through a few drummers before we found one that fit. And
those drummers, I mean, that's the kind of the – isn't that the way?
That's just an example, though. We started out with a violin, and that went away. We started with an organ player, and that went away. So we've adapted, and it's mostly wind instruments. I mean, we do have a piano that plays. If piano's not available, we bring in a portable piano or whatever. We have a keyboard that plays the string parts. Most of our people double on instruments. Myself, I play trumpet, flugelhorn, and mellophone, and I play the French horn part when I'm playing the mellophone. There's like our saxophone. One of our saxophone players also plays a flute, and she sings as well. And our instrumentalists are our singers. We don't carry singers along with the band. So there's double and tripling going on
within
the band.
And that's another thing about To God Be the Glory, which is the band we're talking about and haven't even talked about where they're playing this weekend. We'll get to that soon. Actually, they're playing at the First Methodist Church. Get to that now. Playing at the First Methodist Church here in Fairfield at 3:00 this Sunday. Folks, this isn't a regular praise band, is it? I mean, people who go to church, as times have modernized, there are bands in church, and it's usually a bass guitar. It's usually somebody up there with a regular guitar and a drummer. right, for the most part. Maybe another instrument. Mm-hmm. This isn't like that at all, is it?
No, it's not. And when you think of praise teams now in churches, that's what you're getting is contemporary music. And it's guitars and it's drums and it's lights and sometimes smoke and, you know,
really?
A lot of stage presentation there. We don't do that. We're more of a traditional. We play traditional music. However, we play in a variety of styles. We use no recorded backups. Everything that we do is live.
See, that's another thing that folks you'll see in a lot of churches is they've got the recorded backing vocals and that kind of thing, right?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what, I'm talking with Len Campbell here about to God Be the Glory Band. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about how, to me, truly special live performance is as opposed to recorded backup. And we'll talk a little bit more with Len when we return here on the Bruce Dickey Show after these words. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. I've got a guest across the way. It is Len Campbell. He's the founder of the To God Be the Glory Band. And they are playing this weekend at the First Methodist Church here, First United Methodist Church here in Fairfield. And I was asking you, Len, I was going to talk about it a little bit. What do you when you talk to the folks who watch your show, and when you talk to other folks who haven't even seen your show, what are, to me, the live music as opposed to a background, recorded background, is much preferable. Is that what you find?
Well, I prefer it. Our band, obviously, our members prefer it. And I think the live audiences do, too, to where they're not hearing canned music.
Yeah.
And there isn't any possibility of variations of tempo or that kind of thing going on during that. Once you turn that CD on or the backup on, you're locked into that. Locked into that, and you get the same thing every time. With live, what happens, happens.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
You might have somebody have a mistake or something, which is fun.
Mm-hmm.
People get past it, but it's an item of interest to me.
Sometimes it's a item of humorous interest.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I've had my share.
I wasn't going to bring it up, but if you want me to, I can.
I know, that's okay.
Len has played with the Roasted Chestnuts before, and it was a great performance, by the way.
Most of it. And I had quite a few when I was covering for Dean that one
year.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right. You know, that's the thing. That's the thing that I find, and you can confirm this for me. Around Southern Illinois, there's a group of musicians, and you've got a lot of them in this band, who'll just do anything for anybody, and they'll show up for anything at all, won't they?
Right. Absolutely.
Tell me some of the folks in the band.
Okay. I'll just go down the roster if you don't mind.
Sure.
That way I won't miss anybody.
You know you're going to get in trouble if you miss somebody.
Well, they're listening. And plus, you do put this.
I'm recording it too.
And they'll play it back later at that request.
See, so, that's the thing. You've got people now listening to you probably as far away as what's the farthest away person there in the band?
Well, I don't know about that, but my sister will probably listen to it in Texas.
Oh, really?
My brother in Pennsylvania will probably listen to it.
Well,
so. Okay.
Well, that's good.
I got to
watch it. We'll give him a shout out.
There you go. Hi, Gary. Hi, brother. Brenda.
There you go. Nice. Where in Texas?
It's just north of Dallas is where she lives.
Arlington?
Carrollton, Texas.
Oh, okay. All right. How about in Pennsylvania?
By Warren in a little town called Russell, and it's up just south of Jamestown, New York. So they're upstate Pennsylvania.
Well, good for those folks.
And they get a lot of snow up there, and they can have it.
Probably getting a little bit today.
Probably.
All right. Now, what do you play in the group? Well, you founded it. I've known you for years, Len. I'm guessing that you don't lead sing very much.
I don't lead sing. No, I don't. That's why I play trumpet. I would love to be able to sing, and I envy those people that can sing. I can sing in a group, I guess, you know, if I can be one of a number. Yeah,
that's like me. I can sing in a group if I can hide.
Yeah, I won't be in the front row either.
There you go. Yeah, absolutely.
But we've got some great singers out there in this band. But anyway, and then one of them is the first one on my list here is Allison Heitmeyer from Mount Vernon. She plays the tenor saxophone, the flute, and she's a wonderful singer. And
what's she do over there?
She is a music teacher.
Okay.
See, now, at the Rome School in Dix.
Okay. Well, see, now that's the thing. We're going to have all kinds of music teachers on your in your roster there.
Right. And it was a little daunting for me just being a trumpet player.
I bet.
And let's put this together. And now I'm telling them, okay, now you have to be quiet.
See,
now,
that's
here.
The thing. You're still directing.
Yes, I am.
The music teachers take well to your direction?
Yes, they've done pretty well, and they have given me some tips.
That's good. That's good. And you know, it's wonderful, I suppose, that they wait till after the rehearsal's over.
Sometimes.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, we're all good friends.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
They're all very helpful, and there is constructive criticism, I'll call it.
I'll bet that is.
That happens.
There always is.
I have tried to further my education a little bit. I went to Kaskaskia College and did take a course in basic conducting.
Uh-huh.
So I can do the patterns, and I do understand a little bit more.
Well, that's wonderful.
Of that kind of thing. Rather than being on the other side of the baton, I am now sometimes waving the baton.
That's right.
And I need to kind of know what I'm doing.
Do you have a baton?
Yeah.
Where'd you get a Baker?
Had to have one to get through the class, so that's the one I use.
You had to buy one for school.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
So I'm going to put it to work.
Same thing as your horn.
Yep.
You had to buy it for school, too.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, who else is in the group?
Next one up is another music teacher, but she's retired. Her name is Barb Roberts from Salem, and she plays the piano. She's a wonderful piano player.
She sing for you, too?
She does not sing. She still teaches piano, and I think she might still substitute teach in school.
Oh, that's good.
She's also a rural mail carrier.
Oh, really?
So she's a busy lady.
Oh, yeah.
And she's very well known for the solo and ensemble competitions in and around the Salem area.
Oh, sure. She'd be playing the solos for everybody.
Accompanying. The next one up is another great singer, and she lives here in Fairfield. Dean's daughter, Barb Rumbold.
Barb Rumbold's pretty good, isn't she?
Yes. I brought her on. We have we have a unique assembly of instruments.
Yeah.
She brings on board a bassoon.
Does she play do you have much arrangements with a bassoon and many arrangements?
We do now.
I was going to say, I didn't figure you probably had too much call for a bassoon.
No, that's an orchestral, primarily an orchestral instrument, but it does help in a lot of things. But like I say, we do have a lot of varieties and we do make up different ensembles within the group.
Sure.
And, It's important, you know. Her main thing would be the vocal.
Yeah.
She's a great singer. She's done that professionally.
Sure.
And she's worked as music directors in church and that kind of thing. So she's doing real well in the group. Hi, Barb.
Hi, Barb.
I know you're listening.
Yeah, she's listening right now.
I got to, you know.
You're going to see that if you're mentioning Barb, you got to mention the other two in that house.
The other two, her husband is Steve Rumbold, and he's a great French horn player.
Okay.
And has a lot of professional experience in that. He's a retired music teacher.
Okay.
And he's doing some singing also.
Steve's been singing?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's doubling up.
I got to tell you, it seems a little surprising.
No, he's a good singer.
I'm gonna, he's gonna give me heck whenever he hears later on that I didn't know he could sing.
There you go.
So I've heard Barb. I've never heard Steve try to sing.
Yeah, and they sound good together.
Well, that's
too.
Good. Well, Barb, they may sound good with Barb.
There you go. And of course, the patriarch in the family is Dean Mounts.
Patriarch in the group, probably too, isn't he?
He is. He is the dean of the group, and his name is Dean Mounts here in Fairfield. He's in his 80s. I can't keep track of where he is exactly. Do you
I think it's 86.
Okay. Going to be 87 this year?
I think so.
Yeah.
June, right?
Yeah. I know he's got a birthday this year.
Sometime. June was when we celebrated, but now that I think about it, I think remember they had Dean's Day here?
We had Dean's Day a number of years ago.
And we celebrated that in June, but if I recall right, they like fudged for his birthday there.
Yeah, I don't remember. It wasn't exactly on his day.
Yeah, we're going to get in trouble for that too, Len. You know, both of us are going to get into trouble.
But anyway, we wouldn't have music to play in our folders if it wasn't for Dean.
Dean is incredible when it comes to arranging, isn't it?
He is a very good arranger. What we call is a staff arranger. And he modifies our things to fit our instrumentation. For instance, when Barb came on with a bassoon, you know, he added bassoon parts or moved other parts around to accommodate or whatever.
You know, before we talk over some of those other folks, you want to hear some of the music? Want to play some of the music?
Absolutely.
The thing is, To God Be the Glory, it's a Christian music ministry band, and they've got the CDs, and you'll have these CDs for sale at the show, right, I presume?
Yes.
And it's a wonderful group. They do a great job. They'll be in concert at the First United Methodist Church here this coming Sunday at 3 p.m. And let's play one of the songs here. Let me find it, the one we were going to play. That's To God Be the Glory. Let me shut that off. That's To God Be the Glory. That song was I've Got a New Song. And did Dean arrange that one for you?
I believe Tom Baker did.
Tom arranged that.
Yeah, he's also an arranger.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Tom Baker was that was the voice, wasn't it?
That was his voice. That was his trumpet solo, and it's an excellent song. It's a crowd pleaser. We like to play it.
Sure. Tell me a little bit about Tom.
Tom's also a retired music teacher. In 2000,
you guys need to call yourselves like the retired music teachers or something.
It's, right? Yeah.
The except majority. You're not one.
No, I'm not. I'm just a hang-arounder.
All right. So how many do we have so far of the first, like, seven
four.
Or eight?
We got
I keep Allison. Thinking Dean's not one, is he? Steve is. Allison, Tom, and you had the piano player.
And Barb Roberts.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm talking with Len Campbell, and we're talking about To God Be the Glory. They're playing this weekend at the First United Methodist Church. We'll be back here on the Bruce Dickey Show. We're going to play another song, and we're going to talk a little bit more with Len and when we come back after these.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM 104.9. Also online at WFIWradio.com. Don't forget, check on there. You can see all kinds of interesting things. Community events page, Bruce Dickey page. Check that out. Also, enter that Luke Bryan contest. That's going to be a good time. I think we're giving away tickets for that coming up very soon. My guest across the way here is Len Campbell. He is a retired Secretary of State. You never did tell me what I've asked you many, many times, and you've never ever told me what you did as a Secretary of State policeman.
Our canned answer was we did everything that every other cop didn't want to do.
Is that right?
That was a smart aleck answer.
I always wondered.
Anything that the Secretary of State had to do with, we pretty much regulated or specialized in. And that includes dealerships.
Weights, measurements.
That usually comes under the state police.
Oh, okay.
And our primary thing was driver's license, registrations, titles, vehicle sales.
Sure.
All the used cars, even scrap processors, used parts, and those kind of things. Yeah. So anything really licensed.
Making sure everything's on the up and up.
Yes. That's what our specialty was. And But, of course, we had full police power, so we got involved in a lot of things. We had an auto theft unit at one time.
Really?
And now we have people in we anymore. I'm retired. But they have people in task forces for auto theft and different aspects of crime specializations and throughout the state.
Sure.
There's not many of us. You don't hardly ever see any of them.
There's one here in town.
Yeah? Is there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We were, for a long time, doubling out on the road. We would go to the Capitol for the demonstrations and protests and those kind of things.
As protections or something?
Yeah, because the Capitol comes under the
security
purview of the Secretary of State. He is the maintainer of the Capitol building.
I had no idea.
So since I've retired, and it might have happened before I retired, I don't really remember, they formed the Capitol Police, which is an arm of the Secretary of State Police.
Really?
So, yeah.
Specializing in that.
Yeah, so they get to handle all the demonstrations and things that come, and I'm sure the road people will support them.
I suspect they're busy in the next day or two.
Probably.
With the president coming to town
right,
tomorrow.
Right. Yeah. We did a lot of VIP visits over my tenure.
I would presume.
Yeah.
Talking with, as I said, Len Campbell from Nashville, and he is the founder of To God Be the Glory Band. They're going to be at the First United Methodist Church. And I must remind you and all the folks in the audience that, yes, I do play tuba, but I've never been asked to play in to God Be the Glory Band.
What are you doing Sunday afternoon?
I'm only teasing. You got a great tuba player in the band, don't
you? Yes, we do. But, you know, we can check you out, see how your sight reading
ahead,
is.
No, you go ahead. Talk. Let Paul play.
He doubled.
Paul's outstanding.
Well, Paul has quit us.
Paul quit you?
Yeah, he did.
Oh,
I've got a different man, Mark Landon.
So you didn't even ask?
Well, do you play guitar and sing?
No.
Okay. There you go. See, there's criteria.
Oh, I guess so.
And you're a busy guy, I know, too.
Yeah, I do try to keep busy.
But anyway, I will keep you in mind.
You're
on my sub list, Bruce.
Okay, I figured I was. That's fine.
You're on one of my lists. Anyway.
I'll bet that's right.
Now,
who's playing the tuba?
Mark Landon, and he comes from Alton.
Oh, okay.
And the way I got acquainted with him, he's a co-owner of the music shop now in Centralia. It used to be the Melody Shop.
Uh huh.
And oh boy, I can't think of the name of the place now. Doggone it. But anyway, he and his partner bought that, the Melody Shop, they've owned the music shop in Alton now since the original people retired, and I still can't.
That's good. Well, you'll remember
the music shop.
Who else in the group?
Okay, but anyway, just saying that, he comes from Alton. I've got a player who comes from Fairfield over to Nashville, usually, where we
another
rehearse.
One?
Well, the players from over here in Fairfield.
Oh, I see.
I've got one in Shelbyville.
Who comes from Shelbyville?
Let me correct myself. Comes from Effingham.
Oh, okay.
So they're, you know, we've got people.
You bring them all over the place.
Right. We sure do. Well, let me go down the list here. Brian Gansauer from Salem. He plays guitar, mm-hmm. and he's an excellent guitar player. Kenan Gibbs is probably, he is, I should say, not probably, he is our youngest player. He plays trumpet, and he's a singer, but I haven't got him involved in singing yet, but we will get him there. And he is going through Kaskaskia College. He's college age, and he is a music major, and he's
going to, so another future music
yes.
teacher.
He's the before. I've got a lot of afters. And he's the
They're
before.
Probably giving this kid the business, telling him what's going on.
He's learning a lot.
I bet he is.
He is learning a lot. Another man that has a lot of music education is Chuck Hake. He plays euphonium and also sings. And for a long time, he taught high school music here in
okay.
Nashville.
Uh-huh.
So he's got a master's in music education.
Another one.
And he's an excellent euphonium player. He's also directed our church choir and the music director, I think, pretty close to 40 years, 30, probably upper 30 years in our church there now, something like that. Linda Schaefer, also from Nashville. She's the other keyboard player. And Mark Landa, we already talked about, coming from Alton. Melissa Thomason comes from Greenville.
Former Fairfield girl.
Former Fairfield girl, plays French horn. And she has played trumpet in the group, and she also sings.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
Yeah, she's
very talented.
Yep, a very good addition to our group. The gal
she's
from
the Gottfrieds, if you don't know her. She's formerly Melissa Gottfried for the Fairfield listeners.
Yeah. Hello, Gottfrieds.
Yeah, there you go.
Got to say hi to them.
Yeah.
Stephanie Jones is the one that comes down from Effingham.
Okay.
She's originally from the Chicagoland area. She's got another music teacher. She's teaching in Farina at the high school and middle schools up there. She plays trombone.
You have a female trombone player?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you don't usually see that.
And she's young. She brings her average age down also.
That's outstanding.
She's
you
very,
need that.
Very young, and she's nice to look at, too, by the way.
You need folks to bring the age down.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah. Steve Warner, he's not a music teacher.
Okay.
But he's a retired IDOT guy.
He All right.
was a supervisor in IDOT. He plays the alto and baritone saxophones and every once in a while the soprano saxophone.
I ran into Steve at a Yankee game one time in New York City.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was shocked both of us.
No kidding. Small world, isn't
it? That's right.
Man. He wasn't trying to get away with anything. I hope,
That's right. You can't hide.
No kidding. Tom Baker, we talked briefly about. He's living in the Salem area. He plays trumpet, flugelhorn. He sings, as you heard, and he also is music arranging. Retired music teacher. We had a little thing for him at Rend Lake.
Oh, really?
In 2008. All the groups that he was involved in converged.
Kind of like the Dean Day.
Yes, it was a different day.
Except it was Tom Day.
It was Tom Day in 2008. That was the year he retired. And I think we had about 13 or 14 groups.
Good grief.
That we had there. Big bands.
Yeah.
Praise bands, even sure. from church and that kind of thing. It was a good day down there. And then our drummer from Salem, Tom Champion.
Tom Champion's been with you for a little bit now, hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
What other gigs do you have coming up other than this Sunday?
We are planning to be at the Woodlawn Christian Church on March 20th. And that's Palm Sunday.
Uh-huh.
We haven't mentioned, really, that this is St. Valentine's Day that we're playing this Sunday.
You going to do anything special for Valentine's Day?
We can blow them kisses.
You going to play Lenny Lovey-Dovey music? See, that'd be pretty cool.
Well,
it is a church. I mean,
we're going to play.
It's all about peace and love, Len.
Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me, yes,
and
I know.
It'll be those kind of things.
There you go.
There you go.
That's fine.
That'll be about as close as we can get.
Okay. No belly rubbing slow dancing music?
No. I have to save that. In April, we're going to be in Centralia at the First United Methodist Church, April 17th. On May 12th, we'll actually we're going to put together a quintet and go to Girard, which is south of Springfield, about 40 miles.
So you're staying busy.
And this is just this group. I've got a lot of other gigs that coming up with these other groups.
I got to ask about the hat. I like the hat. What's the hat say there on it?
This says that I am a dragon slayer.
You're a dragon slayer.
And I was at the tail of the dragon.
Tell me what the tail of the dragon is. This is fascinating.
This is a go-to place if you ride motorcyclists. I'm an avid motorcyclist. And it's at U.S. Route 129 at the North Carolina-Tennessee line.
Is that near Johnston City, I guess, Tennessee? Or how far from Johnston City is it?
I don't know.
There's a Cardinal minor league team.
I don't know that. City. I don't know that.
It's right there. It's in the mountains there.
It's not too far from Lynchburg and all the tourist traps.
So south of Bristol and.
Yeah, I guess. I'm not real sure.
Yeah, well, Bristol borders Virginia as opposed to North Carolina.
There you go. But anyway, the draw is not only for motorcyclists but also for sports car enthusiasts, because I saw Corvettes and other kind of things going through down there. In 11 miles, there's 318 curves.
318 curves in 11 miles.
Yes.
That's insane. That's a little different from I-64 out
there. Yeah, yes. It's not exactly straight and flat.
How are they, mainly hairpins? Or, I mean, hairpins?
There's a lot of them. I mean, the speed limit is 30, and that's a recommended speed.
Does that seem pretty fast when you're going 30 on the
You can't do 30 in a lot of the stretches because of the turns.
Really?
They're just one on top of each other. And then, you know, there's some
for 318 and 11 miles,
yeah.
You're looking at 30 per mile.
Well, I haven't done the math, but it's a lot.
I would think, does that get tiring riding down that thing?
No.
No kidding.
The adrenaline's going so much that you're not.
Is it hilly too, I guess?
It's not too bad. It's not what you would think, like in the Rocky Mountains where you're looking over a cliff or anything like that.
Yeah.
There are places where there are drop-offs and those kind of things, but nothing significant like a Rocky Mountain trail. Beautiful scenery down there. It's well attended. There's sites on it for the Tale of the Dragon on the internet if you want to look that up. And there's a lot of enthusiasts that didn't make it through.
I was going to say, if the speed limit is so low, you got to presume somebody's going to try to exceed the speed limit.
Yes.
Do they ever go fast enough that they hurt themselves? I mean,
absolutely.
They'll hurt themselves. Do you have deaths?
Absolutely. Yeah. They do have really? The crotch rockets, those kind of things that are going down through there.
Yeah. How many times have you been through the thing?
I've been through it twice. Most recently last summer, and then about 18 or 20 years ago.
No kidding.
And enjoyed both times, and I want to go back.
Was the missus with you both times?
She was with me the first time, and she was not real fond of it on the back seat.
I bet she refused time number two.
Yeah, she didn't care to go back. I actually didn't ask her, so it worked out fine.
That's probably the smartest thing you could have done. Well, that's fascinating. That's great. I appreciate you coming in, Lynn.
Well, thank you for having me, Bruce. I didn't get to say that to the top of the hour, but thank you for having us here and helping us promote the To God Be the Glory band.
Well, we're glad you guys do great work, and it's an entertaining show, folks. Again, it's this Sunday, February 14th. At the First United Methodist Church, come downtown and take a listen. Those guys they do a great job. They work hard, and it'll be a lot of fun to listen to. That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today, folks. Got the sheriff coming in tomorrow. We'll talk to you all again real, real soon. Thanks for listening.